Fuck me in my
fuck
ass.
Fuck me in the please. Ass in the mouth.
Fuck me in my ass.
Fuck my ass. Oh. Hey.
Fuck me in my ass.
Yes.
Welcome to this week's premium.
We love pussy. We love premium. Pussy over here, folks. Let me get your fucking pussy.
Let's see.
Let me see your motherfucking pussy, bitch.
I feel like I'm like quiet or something.
I wanna see your motherfucking pussy. Here's $5.
Let me see your pussy.
Give me your pussy for $5. Let me see your pussy for $5 fucking, bitch. I have a gun.
What the fuck is this song?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Do I sound like weird or something?
It's kind of hard to tell because we are listening very loud to this, this gay sex music you're playing.
I didn't have my headphones on.
This just plays in Nick's bedroom all the time. This is what Nick fucks to.
I don't have a bedroom. I sleep on the couch.
Yeah. Well, the fuck room / squat chamber.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good.
What the fuck is
I kind of like it.
I can't go on at this pace. I can't think at this kind of homosexual's pace. I can dip in and out.
Everybody on the dance floor, show us your balls.
We're having a wet...
We're doing the wet balls contest.
We're having a wet penis contest.
Welcome to Fuckleys.
We're having a wet asshole contest.
Welcome to Mullins, the gayest bar in America.
That's no. It would look like a regular
Welcome
Irish
to bar. Mullins, where it looks Irish, but everyone's gay as shit in here.
Yeah, well,
and we're playing gay music and showing each other our cocks.
Stav works at the
Who's Stav? I'm the guy at Mullins.
I know, I'm describing
He's the announcer.
I'm describing Stavros.
The announcer at Mullins.
Kind
I'm
of like
describing
a strip club
it,
announcer.
Yeah.
But there's no chick.
There's no chicken.
And I'm a local
guys.
I'm a local businessman. And I'm describing Stavros' restaurant, which is the burger restaurant where the guy puts cum in the burgers.
No, it isn't.
But people go in and they order, they say, hold the burger.
Oh, right. Well,
they
you know
just
what?
Want cum.
They just want cum.
Well, let me just say, I saw a fucking...
And women don't go there. It's only guys, and Stava's the number one customer.
I'm not the customer. I own it, and I saw a fucking opportunity in the market.
To get
so
free
that's
cum.
Not my fault.
It's
I don't.
True.
Why would I get free cum in my own restaurant?
To rob
it's
his
my
own restaurant
cum.
Of cum. No,
I'm not running a cum restaurant.
The employees.
It's my. First of all, it started with my cum.
Yeah. Sounds like someone needs to go back and reread Karl Marx.
Yeah.
No.
I can't believe you have a team
like
of illegal immigrants.
Sounds like somebody.
I'm providing the cum. I'm not exploiting anyone's labor.
Sounds like somebody hasn't been reading their theory.
Yeah,
it's almost as if they don't want to make $200 a week podcasting in Brooklyn.
Whatever, dude. Look, just because Mullins
Who'd
is a very gay bar.
Karl Marx writing down his, all of his ideas, presumably with a feather of some sort.
Yeah.
What did
they write with?
That's how good those ideas were.
A fountain pen.
Is that they came up with all of them back when they didn't have pens.
Right.
Yeah.
You had to write everything with a fucking
big
feather.
Big-ass feather, right.
And let's just start
a
off
quill.
The very beginning part of the idea is already starting off with some gay shit.
It's pretty gay.
It's pretty gay. Before you go to write them down, I understand the Constitution is the same thing. I think the Constitution is also
this
gay.
The Constitution is one of the gayest documents of all time.
The
we
Declaration,
can all agree.
The Declaration of Independence, that's gay.
Amen, brother.
If America weren't gay, we would have just gone to war. We wouldn't have had to explain
we
anything.
We would have been like, hey, George, let me tell you something.
Oh,
then
I'm looking
pop!
For-
Just
I'm
shot
looking,
him in the fucking
I'm looking
head.
For closure.
Yeah, write
like
a strongly
would.
Worded letter before you go to war.
That's what you do. You should begging to get pussy
America,
from war.
If America were a real
exactly.
country, we would have just let King George walk in on us getting top from the King of France.
That's right.
Right.
Benjamin Franklin getting his dick sucked by King
Louis
King Joie de Vivre.
King Joie de Vivre.
I think Stav
just getting the head, and then Ben Franklin looking at King George and being like, "It ain't cheating. It's a dick suck."
That's right.
It ain't cheating if it's a dick suck.
I'm just trying to get mine.
It's a dick suck.
It's just a dick suck.
I didn't know you were pregnant.
Ben Franklin in a high vis vest getting his cock
sucked. That guy rocks, dude.
By the king/queen of France.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Because you know that
motherfucker was pretty either way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Curls, mascara, whatever the fuck. Monsignor
Marquis.
And
a tight little hole.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's an ass or a pussy or both.
That's why they call him Sun King.
Welcome to Mullins. It's Joie de Vivre night where everybody's dressed like the gay-ass king of France. The gayest one of all, of course, Nick Mullin, the guy who owns this bar and who's on a throne getting his dick sucked by guys. And by the way, sucking their dicks too, not Stavros Halkias.
That's the guest.
It's not the guest.
See his face because you're in the announcer booth.
I'm kind of in charge of everything.
You can only see his ass.
I can't see his ass because he's not here.
Which the only person that hasn't seen Stav's ass is Stav himself.
It's not Stav.
So Stav, that's why Stav can't recognize himself.
It's actually Nick again. He's on the throne sucking cock.
Looking down at a
sucking cock and getting his
cock
sucked.
At a pig man sucking
my Stav's overseeing his restaurant that's making a lot of money selling cum to gay guys. In fact, our number one customer is Nick.
They went out of business.
Nick is actually, not ours.
Years ago. They went out of business.
Nick is the guy who goes there the most for cum burgers.
No, they went out of business years ago for
No,
the
they
owner.
Didn't. He's rich. And he's getting pussy with his money.
Not reading
Karl
Marx.
And here, we're being gay.
Not understanding how that he can't just go and drink all of the cum at his own restaurant. And still
he's never drank cum. He's gotten pussy. Please start the music again. I wish I had access to starting the music.
You don't have access to starting the music.
Anyway.
Because your restaurant went out of business.
I'm gay.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm not Stav. I'm the gay DJ that Nick sucks his cock sometimes.
Well, I don't know how you'd be a DJ if you can't control the music.
Well, that's a design flaw because Nick designed the restaurant.
No, that sounds like.
He put a lot of gay shit here, but not a lot of electronics that work.
It sounds like you're just pretending to be. Anyways, back to this feather thing, because I think I was going somewhere.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, work that out a bit.
I don't really think that's been explored much.
No, let's get back to that.
Ooh, I'm going to write a Declaration of Independence.
And tickle.
I'm going to do my own damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need no fucking monarch.
That is that email where you think you're going to save the relationship after it's over.
By the way, King George.
Yeah.
We can all go back to how it was. Just stop taxing us.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck you. And you're like, well, I'm going to do my own thing. Exactly. And I don't even care. I'm going to take my chances with these fucking Indians and French motherfuckers and whoever the fuck. And the trappers.
Yeah.
Killing beavers up north.
Yeah, all those lesbians up there in Canada.
In Canada and fucking, I guess, whatever.
Yeah, the French and Indian War, that was a battle over who gets the control of the hoard of dirty socks and diapers.
the two smelliest cultures.
That's gold to them.
we've been really mean to the first persons.
Well,
No. This is a different... This is wordplay, Adam.
I know. I know.
It was a battle over those precious resources.
of a woman's armpits.
A bunch of stinky socks.
I was in a cab once.
All of their boats are all stink powered.
Mm-hmm.
The sails just have like stink lines.
It's
going
the green lines. Yeah. They don't need air.
Yeah.
They don't need a breeze. They create it with stink.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Where did you find that song?
It's called Suck Me Disco.
What do you say? Hey, disco music?
Suck Me Disco. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's gay.
Look at the picture.
It's
too.
Really gay. Oh, hell yeah. Now I'm in.
Yeah, good.
Could I fuck that lady or person?
Sure.
Or
well,
whatever?
She sucks your dick, dude.
That would be awesome.
The tiger lady with huge tits.
That would honestly be so fucking cool.
Yeah.
That would make my day to get my dick sucked by a lady, the tiger lady with huge tits.
By an animal.
I don't give a fuck. If it looks like a woman with big tits, yeah, it could be an animal's consciousness. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but what if it kills you?
I would be scared that it would try and chomp down on my prick.
Yeah.
Its tiger instincts would take over.
I wouldn't risk it, personally.
I would have to maybe hold its face open and fuck it that way so that it has no use of its teeth.
Yeah.
Make some kind of, put some kind of governor on their chomping. This is cool.
Doing?
What?
Video of President Xi speaking at the...
Oh, respect.
The keynote speech.
Respect.
What's keynote?
It's the fucking most important note, bro.
Is it?
I don't know where the word comes from.
I think it literally means that. It's the, if you're playing some, it's the note that stands out.
It's the note that sets the key.
But why is this speech a keynote speech?
Because it's the fucking most important one.
You know, music is in the key of
my dick and balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is
not
the
small.
Size
it's not
the key of the key. It's the size of the house
key. It's not the key of small.
His dick and balls are the
size
of a house.
No, it's the size of a fucking key when you give the key to the city to a famous athlete or a kid that beat cancer or something.
Stubbs' dick kind of looks, it's the size of a house key.
No, it isn't.
It's sort of in profile. Very similar to a rape whistle.
It's not, it has nothing. Don't.
Stubbs will hold a woman down.
A, the size is wrong. B, the other connotations are all wrong.
I think somebody's raping
you, man. It's not small and it's
consensual. Quick, blow on this whistle for help. She's like,
but
you're the one holding me down. And he goes, it doesn't matter.
That's
you
not
have
what
to
I
blow
say.
The rape whistle to protect yourself.
I would
yourself.
Never be in that situation.
I'm trying to protect
I am
you.
Not a rapist. And furthermore, my dick is not shaped nor is it the size of a whistle
it's
of any kind.
The size of a whistle.
Unless there's a nicely sized cock whistle, and then it's the shape of that.
A cock whistle?
What is that?
I don't know. You could, in theory...
Sounds like somebody spent a lot of time Googling different types of cock whistles.
No, I haven't.
To suck... A whistle
no,
that makes noise when you suck on it.
Those train... I've never said that. In fact, you're exposing yourself right
now.
Those types of thoughts.
I've hacked your computer.
You have not.
And I'm going through... There's a lot of...
No, you haven't.
There's a lot of icing to get through in the wires. But
that's what...
How would I get icing inside the wires?
And now I'm looking at the search...
That doesn't even...
I'm looking
sense.
At the search history, and we go, hold on, let me just wipe off the wires and just blow off the Cheeto dust. And there's the number one search, whistle you can suck on that looks like a dick and also tastes like food.
Well, that's what gay guys used to do before Grindr.
So now I'm the one sucking on the whistle, and it tastes like food?
Yeah.
So it's something I'm using to beat off. No longer is my dick small and whistle-shaped. I want to suck on dick whistles now.
Oh, and then here, the second search is the same thing, but then in the end it says, for guys with whistle-sized dicks.
First of all, my dick, you ever see those train whistles?
A normal dick. A normal
that's what my dick looks like. Right. If it's got to be a whistle.
Rectangular, you would say.
Before cell phones and
the
Grindr.
Size of a regular whistle, but rectangular.
Oh, okay.
No.
Gay guys used to have to blow a cock whistle, right? Which was at a frequency that only other
gay guys could hear.
Right? Like a
and
dog
it would drive
whistle.
Drive them crazy.
Right, because then you'd know if there were other gay guys in the room.
That's awesome.
Because before Grindr, like in Grindr, you say, oh, there are 14 gay guys in this room right now.
Right.
But previously you have
hold
to
hold on,
you
let me pull up
it.
Grindr. There's two gay guys in this room.
What are you
room.
Talking about? You have Grindr?
Just to check to keep myself safe.
I don't want to even download it because then I'd find out if I was in the room or not.
Yeah. That's the worst part of Grindr. It tells you if you're gay. Luckily, it's telling me I'm straight.
Yeah. I can't even download it.
Because you're too scared it'll reveal that you're gay?
It's too scary. That 6 months I was selling weed... I was thinking about downloading Grindr to
sell weed
to gay guys because I feel like they wouldn't tattle on.
What if you got raped
on other people on Grindr? What?
What if you got raped?
But then I thought, oh, there's probably a ton of cops on Grindr, you know, on the down low.
The DL.
Yeah. So then I didn't do it. What if I got raped for?
What if you got raped?
I don't think that. I think that's a negative stereotype about the community.
I'm not saying it's about. No. I'm not saying. I'm saying you're a rapeable guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making any kind of aspersions against the homosexual community.
I was just telling people.
I'm just saying, what if they thought you were making a real connection?
Yeah.
And then you fucking pull the rug out from under them.
You hear that one?
I didn't hear it.
Just in case you're doing a bit.
where only gay guys can hear things?
I can't hear that, no.
Haven't heard anything, unless this is the pussy getting frequency, in which case I did hear it.
Yeah.
This is too fraught.
He's trying to make me shit
that's
my
the
pants.
Sound of my dick getting hard.
You need sonar.
It's like a submarine going through a trench. Yeah, I remember the first time I couldn't hear one of those, you know, those noise-making things they have to keep teenagers away.
No,
the mosquitoes. They make them to prevent teens from loitering.
Because teens still have that frequency in their eardrums.
They can hear them,
yeah.
There was one of them in, like, one of the metro stations.
Wait, really? In DC? That exists?
What's that? Yeah.
That's funny.
Because they didn't want the gay teen gang Check It to show up and loiter.
I remember Check It.
Do you remember Check It?
Yeah, we were at war with them, my gang, the straight guys.
a losing battle where you guys got brutalized sexually by Check It.
How about a gang for straight guys only?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it's called the Aryan
Brotherhood.
Straighthood.
Yeah, there everyone focuses on the Check Aryan It part, but yeah, the
right.
They don't realize that they're gay with each other. Right.
In Baltimore, everyone claimed that there was a gay gang called the Pink Stars.
Yeah, but that was an urban myth.
But I believe it was an urban myth because it was like, mm-hmm. You better watch out. If they catch you, they'll suck you off.
Oh, wow.
It was like literally the kind of what I was saying about don't you worry about getting raped. They claimed they raped a guy on the light rail.
Oh, God.
Can you hear that one?
It doesn't sound good. Yeah, I can hear it.
It's a dog whistle.
That means I'm a dog.
We should play this every episode.
People probably were really liking this.
What?
It does. It's very unpleasant.
But imagine if it was just every show we just had this and we don't explain it. Until somebody shoots up, something. There would have to be violence that would happen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Funny moms.
Whoopsie
maybe?
Daisy. Oopsie daisy. I almost turned off the dog whistle there.
Oh, no, man, oh, come on.
All right. I'm sorry. Well, the McDonald's breakfast is back.
Really?
That's what they say.
This morning until 11 a.m.
I know.
And then it'll be gone. And
forever?
Tomorrow morning I'll wake up, 5 a.m., and I'll say to myself, well, McDonald's breakfast is back.
Right.
Right. And then it goes away all over
and then
again.
It goes away all over again.
Wow.
That's my big joke around the office. I got an office job, by the way.
Where are you
really?
Working?
At the Staples corporate office.
Staples?
Oh, nice.
Staples. It's like Staples, but for bitches.
Nice.
Named April.
Named April?
Yeah.
Staples.
Staple O'Neil.
Oh, yeah.
Who is a trans friend of the Ninja Turtles who got their dick cut off.
They got their dick stapled to their balls to make sort of a pussy?
Staple O'Neil.
In that way, you kind of put your dick between the dick. Kind of like, let me draw it out.
Leonardo is always like, Hey, Zipper, come over here. He's always calling her like, hey, Stitches.
Yeah. You would kind of have to fuck their pussy horizontally.
Yeah,
it couldn't go in because you would have to fuck the hole between the staple. You would staple the cock head to the balls and leaving sort of a space in between.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a kind of like a bow and arrow.
Damn, I wish I had a trans friend that had red hair and a yellow jumpsuit.
So you could call them Staple O'Neil.
I'm like, what the hell? Who the hell is this? Staple O'Neil?
And they're like, what are you talking about?
I'm like, well, I'm assuming
it's something I said.
It did surgery.
I became friends with you.
It's
surgery.
A 1/8 joke I said.
Yeah. That they,
remember the
they put
turtles.
Staples in you. And you look like April O'Neil, so we're going to call you Staple O'Neil.
I would love to fuck someone that looks like April O'Neil, personally, matter what their pussy or penis looks like.
Well, I like that she's in the media.
I told you that story about like 10 years ago pretending to be William Forsythe on Twitter.
Who's William Forsythe?
He's
again?
A character actor.
From Star Trek or something?
No.
Didn't you pretend to be somebody on Star Trek?
He may have been on Star Trek.
Didn't you pretend to be somebody on Star Trek?
I didn't. I used to just talk to the Chinese guy from Voyager all the time.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking of. So you were pretending to be William Forsythe.
Yeah. And then I guess some cop guy he knew in Long Island was like, this account is under investigation. You know, because he's like somebody's pretending to be me on Twitter and like fucking like talk to the police.
He called the police.
Yeah, and they were like, we're still trying to get Twitter to shut down the account. And then I was tweeting at the woman that played April O'Neil in the movie, the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
because I don't think she's really been in anything other than that.
Probably not. I don't think so.
And I tweeted at her. I was like, "You are my favorite actress."
Did she tweet back?
She was like, "Thank you. I've been an admirer of yours for a long time."
Wow. Of course, I.
And then that cop guy was like, "Attention, Mrs. O'Neill. This account is an imposter account under criminal investigation."
Dude, it would have been awesome if
And then she's like, "Thank you. Is there anything else I should do?" And he's like, "No, stand by."
Dude, it would have been so cool if you got William Forsythe pussy from April O'Neil, though.
Dude, I would love that.
I hope you did.
That would have been really tight.
If Forsythe was a hard dick savage,
yeah, he would have tried to slide in there.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is the real
And then
William
while I'm
Forsythe.
Fucking her being like, "It's hard to believe I was masturbating to you when I was 4 years old." Mm-hmm. And here I am, balls deep in your old pussy. Who would have thunk it?
I don't think you
life is crazy.
I don't think you would be able to get pussy from her.
Why?
Because she would I'm saying the real William Forsythe should have seen that and gotten pussy from her.
Yeah.
Because you don't look like William Forsythe.
Yeah, he should have said, "Ma'am, this is an imposter, but I hear you respect me and my career."
Mm-hmm. I'm handsome enough. I feel like I could keep my mouth shut long enough to not ruin it with my
you
mind.
You just don't look like him, though.
It doesn't matter. I don't need to look like him. I'd be like, "Actually, I was tricking you. I'm an even more beautiful individual."
Oh, this is William Forsythe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like maybe his wife is a redhead, or maybe he was just in a picture with a bitch that mm-hmm. with red hair.
What if he was bald and really fat, mm-hmm. and his name was William Foreskin, and he was missing a tooth?
Yeah.
Sounds hot.
And he really couldn't get pussy from April O'Neil.
I don't see.
He even more.
That
than,
doesn't
He
doesn't
even
sense
more,
at all.
And he did go to jail for impersonating himself.
Why would he
yeah,
do
Nick's
that?
Just asking what if.
I'm saying what if.
I don't think I don't think that would necessarily preclude him from getting pussy from April O'Neil.
You know, I'm going to have a little Andy Rooney, Dennis Miller moment here, but what the fuck is going on with all the Milano cookies being the mint kind?
I haven't noticed that.
How about mint fucks off outside of Thin Mints?
That's bullshit.
Everything other than Thin Mints can suck my ass.
You know, every once in a while, I don't have a problem with the mint situation.
Of course you don't.
Why?
Because you're, you know, I mean, do I have
I
to?
I
don't want to be forced to say it.
A cool guy.
I don't want to say it.
Oh, wait, this bitch from the first one? Oh, yeah, she's not that hot. I feel like you could fuck her. I feel like I could fuck her, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she?
She's
Judith Hogue.
87 years old.
Her name is Judith Hogue.
Oh, yeah, Hogue. It's Hogue. Like Hoagie.
I got a fucking hog.
Like sandwich.
Judith. She was in Halloween.
She's got a
town.
She's got a big old Italian cold cut pussy for you.
Oh, damn, sign me up,
nice,
right?
Long, chilly, slimy pussy.
Let me throw a little fucking sandwich oil on that shit.
You're like,
chomp
where's
away.
The hole? She's like, just swipe it. Just swipe. Please, just swipe. Just swipe your dick up and down.
She was in Armageddon, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, Armageddon that pussy.
I'm armed and getting that pussy.
Now suck the rape whistle.
Suck this little whistle thing, bitch.
The whistle go woo woo.
Suck my penis. Judith Hogue. Now let's just go ahead and do Judith Hogue nude.
All right.
Wouldn't you know it, she's in a couple things with her fucking little titties out. Respect.
Blow my whistle, baby.
That's me every time I get pussy. She was in
my whistle, baby.
She was in a movie called Carnival, and you can see her breasts. Yep. Blow my whistle, baby.
That's Judith Hoke giving me head.
Open up, put it in. Let's begin.
Wow.
Welcome to Mullins. It's Judith Hoke night here at Mullins, where all the gay guys are dressed like April O'Neil and sucking each other's cocks.
Let's begin.
Oh, there's Donatello. There's Raphael. And he's got those little daggers, but they all have dildos on the edges.
Wow.
And we're fucking each other in the ass. There's our... Oh, there's Nick. Everybody wave to Nick Mullen, the owner of Mullins. He's got fucking Leonardo's staff up his ass completely.
Which one's Leonardo, the yellow one?
He's the main one, the blue one.
The blue one.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's the main one?
He's like kind of the
leader.
Whoa,
who is this one? I don't... So I'm looking up Judith Hoge nude, and then all of a sudden these fat titties come up, and I don't really know who they belong to.
Hold on. A pair of tits?
Who is this? Mr. Skin? This is not
about
Judith
Adam
Hoge.
Getting news he wasn't expecting, and then his ass is like...
Yeah.
He does a spit take out of
that.
Because
you did shit. Remember that, Adam?
It's just, it's first a bunch of like cum, and then it goes all over like one of his Jewish friends' face.
That's true.
And they're like, a very funny Adam. Are
good
you done?
One.
And then it then done? More cum spread.
Yeah,
cum.
Cream pie.
And then shit comes out.
Oh, shit comes
eventually.
Out.
Ass cream
That's
pie.
Right. That's the one I was trying to think
to get to.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, but it's a comically large amount of cum. It takes an hour.
It's not funny anymore. It's not fun.
Yeah, no, I was just.
Welcome to Mullins.
I wanted to hear you out. Welcome to Mullins.
Don't even try. Don't even fucking try it, bro.
Welcome to Mullins.
Don't even. You.
All right. I'll stand by. Stand
this
back.
This is like an Irish bar. Everyone's having gay sex in it.
Well, I told you. I want to do that. I told you about the Faggerty sketch.
Right.
That's good.
Ooh, I'm thirsty. Jesus fucking Christ. Can I help you, fellas? No. We don't have any of those guys. Kind of drinks. We got Heineken and fucking Budweiser. That's it. That's all we have. They got Michelob Ultra.
No Guinness?
No Guinness.
Wow.
Not for you.
He safeguards the Guinness from the gay guys.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, ba-dum, boom, 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 boom.
It must be really nice to, like, you know, leave your shithole small town. Your dad hates you because you're gay.
Mm-hmm.
You leave with pennies in your pocket,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Start
how was it?
Arriving.
How was that to have that happen?
You get on a...
And you're like, ooh, all my pennies. Ooh, finally I can go be gay with all my pennies.
I can go kiss my pennies and suck a guy's penis,
you know. You arrive, you see the Statue of Liberty, you're on the boat.
You're on the Staten Island figurine.
You come from Staten Island. You see Lady Liberty.
Wow.
You know it's safe.
I'm going to suck so much fucking
and you
cock
look over. You
me.
Lean over to the Italian, the immigrant peasant Italian family next to you, and you're looking at the statue of you say, wouldn't it be great if instead it was a guy and you could see his dick? And they're like, and they're like, oh, well, sorry, our father is mentally retarded. He can only make a beepy boopy noises. He's retarded from catching HIV, and
really?
It's destroyed his brain.
How do you get
really?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're European. Everyone has HIV.
I forgot. Yeah.
And Europe has HIV. It's a gay continent. You know? It is. We came to America to escape
the gay continent.
The gay continent.
Yeah.
And here we are, now there's a big statue with a penis out.
Dude, I bet you. You let those Democrats run wild. They're gonna do that.
They're absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna keep it a lady and just give her a penis.
Give her a cock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, which secretly her face always a little. You know, little
it really
stink.
Should be. They should replace the Statue of Liberty with a bigger version of the Defiant Girl statue.
Uh huh.
But she's got a dick, and it's hard and it's pointing.
Yeah.
Mm. And it says "Go away."
Oh, okay. So it's trans, but yeah. It's anti-immigrant.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, it's pointing towards Europe.
Right.
Yeah. And then the ass is pointing towards Mexico, and it says, come on in.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
No, nice. It says, bienvenidos a mi asshole.
It's kind of
bienvenidos
far away.
A mi culo.
I mean, they could be pointing towards Mexico, but it's in New York.
On the statue, coming out of the ass, is a Hot Wheels racetrack with the loop-de-loop.
Yeah.
And then that goes to, like, an outline of Mexico that's a part of the statue.
Gotcha.
So there's sort of been... It looks like the Coppertone girl,
yes.
But with a big dick pointing to Europe that says, fuck off Europeans.
Fuck off where? Yeah.
Fuck off Northern Europeans.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. Achtung. Achtung verboten.
And I agree. Yeah. Fuck off Northern Europeans.
Yeah. Schadenhausen bei den Wagen.
Who do they think they are to do the Holocaust and then have 43-letter words that mean a feeling?
Great.
Screw them.
Great point.
Piss off.
What do you mean? Maybe they're so emotionally intelligent that they could understand.
Oh, yeah. They're emotionally intelligent?
Why it became necessary.
No. They...
No.
Come on.
I don't think that's
No,
why.
I mean,
that's
look.
That's not right.
Whales have more emotional intelligence than humans.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. They do?
And yes...
They sing those sad songs when they don't get pussy.
I think they want krill or something.
No, they're sad they don't get pussy.
Yeah.
There's a lonely whale that was singing that song, and it wasn't me, by the way, Nick. Chill out.
Not and whales are whales are often anti-Semitic.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are instinctively.
They are. They know better.
That's bullshit. No,
they really
never
are.
Even met Jews.
Yeah, well, they know about the Dead Sea. They know about the water, and they're like, why is this sea the only place in the world that's uninhabitable for whales?
Mm-hmm. Well, checkmate, that's actually a Palestinian sea. So,
oh, now it's Palestine.
Checkmate.
Now
so,
it
is.
Oh,
yeah,
now when it fucking benefits us. Mm-hmm. Now when it benefits us, it's Palestine.
Now
you're being
the opposite of free Palestine.
Well, maybe you need to take that up with the whales because you can't explain it to them. They're an advanced species.
I know. They're extraterrestrial.
Mm-hmm.
I do fucking. I don't,
you know, it would be funny if aliens existed.
Yeah.
Right? Like the Prometheus aliens or whatever. And they come to Earth. And, like, there's this whole thing. They're like, what are the aliens going to say? Mm-hmm. And they're like a hyper intergalactic travel or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a very sort of a dark sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you need to get rid of the Jews. And then went back into space.
That just, would honestly
and
be
then
hilarious.
They just left.
Just to confuse
Just to
us.
See what happens.
Yeah, just to see
Social
what happens.
Social experiment, yeah.
Like, they were watching, and they were like, man, this Hitler guy almost... That would have been kind of the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
What if we went and were like, oh, yeah, that was the thing you should... And then they leave.
They leave, come back in like 100 years, forget about us and shit.
Yeah.
They're like, oh...
Ooh,
we were fucking around.
Mm-hmm. Psych.
Psych.
Mm-hmm.
People would run with it if aliens said it.
I wouldn't listen to
I don't think
those
anybody would do
aliens.
Anything. I think we'd be like, wow, those aliens are anti-Semites.
Mm-hmm.
We'd
I
have
don't
to
know.
Read. We'd have to spend 100 years reading articles about how aliens are anti-Semites.
Yeah, that's true.
I think there's a couple people that are on the edge of getting,
they just need
getting,
the aliens.
Getting part two going, you know what I'm saying?
No. If aliens,
what
honestly,
was that wink
literally, if.
Stop just did a wink at me.
If aliens came...
Just a little warning, Adam.
Just a little, I don't know about a warning.
If aliens came to Earth...
It was almost flirtation.
If aliens came to Earth... and fucking...
Yeah.
And came here and,
yes.
like, let's say blew up, you know, whatever they did. Mm-hmm. Like, Independence Day.
Yeah.
100%, without a doubt, we would have to read an article. You wouldn't have to read it, but there would be an article about how aliens invading is rooted in white supremacy.
I think that's
someone would
or
find
maybe
the
there'd
way.
Be some yeah alien supremacy versus humanity.
No, it wouldn't even be thought out.
So it would be like white people are the problem here.
Yes.
Okay.
Somehow.
The reaction, yeah. The response.
If the
maybe?
Prometheus aliens.
Yeah.
Do you think it would galvanize us like an Independence Day?
What's galvanize mean? Do you mean glaze or perhaps covered in some sort of like hard caramel?
A sprinkle, maybe. Mm-hmm.
I don't, but
sprinkled?
I guess hard caramel is the closest thing to galvanize.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. it is a thing. It's like a hardened.
Well, we'd have to choose
one. So when you
president.
Say galvanize, you're imagining peanut brittle, I'd imagine.
No, you were doing that.
And you're thinking of maybe.
I am using
damn,
a very
remember peanut brittle.
Normal word that means to fucking bring people together and mm-hmm. harden, which is rooted in whatever the fuck
no,
happens
you're,
with
you're
steel.
Already, you're at Auntie Anne's in your head.
I am not. You've
you're having
at Auntie Anne's way more than me.
You're at Auntie Anne's. You're fantasizing about waiting in line.
Why would that be part of the fantasy?
Because then you get to build up the anticipation.
Okay, spoken like a guy who remembers when he was fat and killed the fat boy inside of him.
Uh-huh, but
okay?
He still rages on.
And he's
on.
Still, he's trying to fucking fucking this, pound his little
fat
fist.
Like
fat boy just wants to come out.
Just wants to come out. Every day the
dance.
Fat, little fat gay kid with the bowl cut is trying to come
this
out of
him. This sounds like projection to me.
Not at all. Yeah. I am 100%
happy.
He is
embracing his inner fat kid.
I have been the little fat kid has the control. In my body. What are you talking
somebody
about?
Somebody sat on him years ago and
no,
he died.
No. You've locked the little fat boy in a cage. Mine's got the... is at the top of the brain. He's pushing all the buttons.
No, I just learned moderation and now I can eat... I can go to Auntie Anne's whenever I want.
No, no chance.
No, I do. Maybe
once a
year.
If that bodega had mint... if didn't have... had some kind of non-mint Milanos, you would have eaten the entire bag in 0.2 seconds.
Of course. Because why not?
That's not what moderation is.
Yeah, but I only do that maybe once every 3 or 4 months.
No, we did that like last month when Adam wasn't here.
Yeah, and I won't do it again for another 2 or 3 months.
You would have if you just
by virtue of them only having the mint Milano cookies.
Oh, so you stock the bodega with mint Milano so
I don't
you won't have
stock
access to
no.
them.
You stock chicken stock.
That sounds good. It's chicken's healthy, high in protein.
Chicken stock.
And I like to sip it. It tastes good.
And then you
good.
Put Nesquik in there and you
I
make
don't
chocolate
do that.
Chicken
stock. Why would I? That sounds disgusting.
Like, you're like, ooh, can I get my special chocolate milk? Not mine.
It wouldn't even be milk, dude.
Special.
It would be chicken stock. Chocolate chicken stock.
Ooh, girl.
Why would I be talking like a fat black lady?
Dude, I was...
Girl, can I get my extras?
Where am I ordering this from?
Yeah. Can I get an orange soda and can I get my extra orange? Can I get my... Ooh...
Where would I be doing this?
In your home.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I'm wearing fake nails.
You're calling 311. Ooh.
What's up, girl?
Girl. Can you turn, can you blend us some Hot Fire Cheetos and chicken stock and a Sprite remix? I'm trying to have, I need my.
So fucking disgusting. All at once.
We call that secretary fuel.
That's what they put. An IV bag whenever a secretary's
girl,
passed out.
Can I get my secretary fuel?
Oh, I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy. I need
a coffee with 14 sugars in it.
I need a Sprite remix blended up with some chicken, with some panko breadcrumbs, some Hot Fire Cheetos, a couple of cigarettes. And a Dunkin' Coolada Chino,
yes, sir.
Chino Chache.
A Dunkin' Coolada, none of the, all the coffee taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Just cream,
just
blue. Ice cream.
Look, I want blue.
Splendas.
Can I get blue in half and half? Excuse me. Yes, I've been waiting in line for 6.5 hours.
Fuck, I got hiccups all of a sudden.
Oh, damn.
What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, should I try to scare them out of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Show me
Yeah, here we go. Going on a diet.
I've been on a diet for months.
Here we go. You're walking around and there's a sign. The escalator is out of order.
Spooky. I value the opportunity to get more steps. Thank you very much.
Oh.
I'm wearing my Fitbit, as you can see.
You are.
Yeah. Here's a sign. Trucks warning. 1% grade ahead.
Not allowed to get pussy anymore.
Oh, that's...
Now that would put a fright in me. I would be like, ooh.
That would be very funny.
Imagine when Stav pisses, it sort of looks like the Death Star firing. It's
destroying a planet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what is the is because of the pressure.
Oh, it's got a high velocity. Well,
no, I've got a weak stream.
No, he has a weak stream.
It's a globe.
That's kind of a compliment, honestly.
What?
Well, the circle part, that's kind of an insult, but mm-hmm. the right. power of the Death Star
is
great.
I'm trying to figure out a way to compare him to the Death Star.
Yeah.
Just sit on it, man. A better planet, opportunity will come
up. A planet-sized mm-hmm. ship. That would be funny if Stav got divorced from the boat.
I was never married to the boat. And I wouldn't marry the Death Star because there's all dudes on there. The whole reason I'm married to the boat is because I get to fuck all the nurses on the boat.
No, but
you
have to fuck that part that is the weak spot where
you
Luke
know what's
Skywalker
also covered is chocolate covered pretzels that Stav is he has in his pockets.
I love chocolate covered pretzels.
They are
shits
really
are
nice.
Fucking delicious. That's one of my top tier snacks. Honestly.
It is a really nice
journalist
snack.
Stav arguing with somebody. We already chocolate covered pretzels. We already covered this. Excuse me, sir. We already we already covered this.
We already chocolate covered.
We already chocolate covered this. That's awesome.
We
already chocolate covered this.
I mean, you can sit there and sprinkle in more details if you want. But it's sort of a glazed. Expression.
Yeah.
He's sitting there with this glazed over look in his eyes. Mm-hmm. He's glazed. Many people would say that the president is glazed.
Totally glazed.
The president is glazed.
Speaking of snacks and this kind of thing, you guys see Biden throating a chocolate. A vanilla chocolate chip cone over the weekend?
No.
Wait.
My man was deep throating a fucking double big ass scoop
yeah, sorry,
of ice cream.
I don't have a Google alert for ice cream.
Well, I'm fucking trying to cover
I didn't see
I'm
it.
The,
ice
I'm the
ice
guy
cream news.
I'm Jerry. I'm trying to start my side project. This show's not going to last forever and there's got to be an ice cream journalist out there.
Yeah. Oh man.
He looked good, man. I was jealous. That big ass fucking.
Was he wearing the sunglasses?
Of course,
dude. The sunglasses are so funny because they're just
Mr. D-O-double-R.
They're just using them to counteract the Alzheimer's.
Like a NASCAR pit stop. Fresh paint job, fresh inside.
If
the outside frame in the trunk wide, or the rims big, do it ride good. Lean back, right hand on the firewood. Cream on the ass.
You remember that Ricky Bobby song that came out around the same time?
Yeah, Ricky
the Talladega
Bobby.
Nights?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wait. Was that Hurricane Chris?
No, it was like B Hamp or B Dash or something.
There's a shaking.
Do the Ricky Bobby stop. Pose for the frame. Then we all do the same thing.
Oh yeah, I love this style of beat.
I'm digging, right?
Yeah.
This is like when
Little
John
is on the beat.
Yeah, fire on the beat.
Yeah, it was a very autistic period of music, started by Little Wayne, I guess.
Yeah.
With Fireman, yeah, was the first song that's like about like sirens or
right,
sirens.
Yeah,
right.
And the music is sirens, yeah,
yeah.
Shh, this guy's a tornado warning. Shh, it's a federal signal D-1000.
Woo.
Fire stuff, fire.
Fireman's penis
is coming out. Fireman doesn't know I cut a hole in the urinal so I can drink his piss and see his penis.
Woo woo woo!
Shh. He's about to show us his penis. Shh. Don't make any noise.
Shh. Let me see Fireman's
penis. I'm trying to see the Fireman's penis. I can only get horny if it's quiet. Shh.
I'm trying to trick the fireman.
Shh. I'm trying to get a fireman that secretly put his penis in my mouth. What accident? Try to trick a fireman and let me see his penis.
Nick's closing his eyes. Nick's meditating to this sound right now, everyone. I've never seen more Nick more at peace than right now.
Damn, I would love to be that thing. No, I mean, it's awesome. Your whole life, you just... You only work one day out of the month, uh-huh. and you scream and turn in a circle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would nail that.
Yeah, but you don't get to do anything on your day off. You're
I don't
just
care.
Standing there.
You get to just chill,
I would be
dude.
Tall.
You don't get to go yeah. to the beach.
I'd be above the entire town.
You don't get to go to the beach? You don't get
I don't
to
want to go to the beach. It's always a cloudy day here
in Iowa. Oklahoma.
Where is this? I hope it's neither one of those. I hope it's in a place called Adams Gay.
That's not
Florida.
A place.
It probably will. It's probably.
That's
I think it, I just looked. It's in Adams Gay,
it's
Florida.
It's in Adams Gay,
it's
Florida.
It's not a place in the United States.
Yes, it is.
It's a place in Australia.
There's a place in Australia called Adams Gay?
Yeah, Adams Gay. Mm. It's next to...
Monthly test of my Federal Signal Thunderbolt 1000 tornado siren.
You got
both the alert
it.
And attack functions were tested in this video. Matt, in parentheses, video gamer 24385, did the honors for activating the alert cycle.
Oh, man. And that I was activated. The best day of Matt's life.
Yeah.
He did Charlie, the honors.
Charlie Davidson.
Is he Pete Davidson's dad? Did he not yes. actually die in 9/11?
Yeah, he didn't. Because the siren didn't.
Yeah,
snuck
Pete's
out.
Pete's like, people can't find out my dad some left my family to go play with sirens.
So I made up a story about him dying in 9/11.
9/11 story.
In a way, I mean, he was killed. The 9/11 firefighters were killed by sirens. And
that's really true.
That's absolutely
well, that's
correct. If the sirens didn't
there's
go off,
no way around
they
that
wouldn't
one.
Have known that to go to the Twin Towers.
That's right.
A good point.
So it's the sirens tattled on... Yeah,
on the fucking terrorists.
They tattled on 9/11 happening to right. the firefighters.
Which caused them to
which
die.
Which caused them to die.
Yeah.
Yep.
So in a way, Pete Davidson isn't lying.
Right.
When he says his dad, quote unquote, died in 9/11.
That's so fucking true.
Because when really he's in Arizona having gay sex.
Gay sex with gamer 1258 and tripping a bunch
Matt.
Of tripping a bunch yeah. of fucking sirens. And
they have a bunch
it.
Of switches and they're turning on sirens and eating mushrooms together. And they're in love. They call themselves the Ben and Jerry's of sirens.
Yep. Yeah.
That's which so one's true. Ben, which one's Jerry? I guess it's a toss-up.
It doesn't matter.
They flip
really.
A coin.
Depends on who can fit more ice cream in their ass mm-hmm. that morning.
Then who wins?
The
wait,
daily contest.
Who's the guy that who's Ben? Who's Jerry?
Today
well, ben, Ben's
you get
obviously
to be
on
Jerry.
Top because his name comes first.
I see.
Yeah.
Jerry's
alphabetically.
The
yeah. That's how gay guys decide.
Yeah, it's like Penn and Teller.
Yeah.
So Penn fucks Teller in the ass?
Mario and Luigi, Ben and Jerry.
Yep.
Stav.
L
Nick
is
and Adam,
before, yeah.
Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, you mean in a pair, the top is named first?
Yeah.
Not that it's alphabetical.
No.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. What if they're versatile?
I mean, it's usually not alphabetical. Mario and Luigi, not alphabetical.
Penn and Teller, alphabetical.
That's true.
Ben and Jerry, alphabetical.
That's true.
Siegfried and Roy, not alphabetical.
Not alphabetical. Yeah.
Yeah, just
took
by one letter.
That doesn't matter.
By a
then
pussy
it's not,
hair,
alpha,
by
then
a
it's
pussy
not
hair.
Alphabetical.
Dude, don't even
Mr.
bring that
fucking
up.
Mr. fucking trying to
don't even
a,
bring that up. There,
trying to introduce some other classification
that is one
system.
Of, that is one of the greatest love stories ever told that is now
what is?
That is now over because
what?
Because Secret of a Roy? Tragic death. Because
they bought a they Roy. Bought a cat that was too big.
They survived.
These fucking retards
they went
know,
through
you can get,
hell.
They make them small.
They went through a tiger attack and yeah. they and they survived and then cancer. Had to
oh,
pull
really?
Them apart. Yeah, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Are they
Las,
both dead?
Las Vegas legends. No, one of them died. I forget. Roy, maybe.
You're reckoning on your high horse about
yeah.
who it was.
Yeah, well, I got to defend my
can
local
we,
heroes.
Okay, can we keep
ben
thinking
and
about
Jerry,
more male duos?
Mr. Las Vegas, Wayne Newton. And
Frost Nixon.
Frost Nixon. Frost fuck Nixon. Oh, my ass feels good when you fuck it, Frost. Yeah. That kind of shit.
The Ringling Brothers.
Oh, nice asshole, Mr.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum Nixon. And Bailey. Barnum and Bailey. There's too many
Barnum
guys
and Bailey.
Involved
like
in the circus.
Guys,
yeah.
The Ringling
Brothers.
Ringling Brothers,
Barnum, Bailey, Joe Bob, Jimmy, and fucking Frederick Dickhead.
So that was two different companies that merged?
They
the
merged,
Ringling Brothers
yeah.
and Barnum and Bailey?
Yeah.
Did they merge in our lifetime or way before?
Barnum and Bailey were definitely
I
fucking.
Feel like, yeah, I feel like, yeah. Circuses had to consolidate at a certain,
point.
Honestly, the
it
best
was getting rough.
The
I
best,
feel like I just remember the Ringling Brothers.
The best type of human pairing I ever saw, and I probably
and then
ever
the black
will
circus.
Ever will see was
the Universe Soul Circus.
The Universe Soul Circus
was that couple at that first Red Scare live show that was
who
just
was that?
There was just in the front row there was a couple, and it was a man and a woman, and both of them looked exactly like Damien Eccles, and they were wearing like robes.
Damien Eccles was. One of the kids from Columbine?
No, he was one of the West Memphis Three.
Oh, one of the... Yeah, okay. I knew it was some 90s shit.
Dylan and Eric.
Dylan and Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think Dylan Roof would have done what he did?
Oh, never
mind.
They merged in 1919.
If he had an Eric?
Tim and Eric.
Well, Klebold had an Eric, and he still did what he did.
Key and Peele.
Key and Peele.
Key and Peele.
Yeah. Celino and Barnes.
Celino and Barnes.
Another love story that's been broken up.
Science,
by cancer.
Kirk and Miles.
No, that was a plane crash.
No, they were going to break up anyway.
They were going to break up anyway, but Barnes died in a
Barnes got by God.
Or by
Satan.
Celino.
You think Celino?
I don't want to. Allegedly.
Regis and Kathy Lee.
Regis and Kathy Lee. Regis, definitely.
Yeah, those.
Take it, you fucking whore!
Yeah.
Let's see.
Captain and Tennille.
Captain and Tennille.
What are some other gay couples that we know of?
Nick and Stav.
Nick and Adam.
But come on, dude. It's clearly you guys.
It's not. You're clearly the gay couple. I'm your fat friend that comes in and gives you guys a break between the tension in your relationship.
Yeah, the fantasies you have, the delusional fantasies you have about yourself. Where you're a tension breaker.
Yeah, you're.
Oh, yeah, maybe surface tension.
No.
Maybe a fucking cannonball coming
I
in.
I come in, we have some laughs, you guys go back to your abusive gay relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
No, me and him don't even speak.
You and Adam?
Well, we're in the same room. We stay silent. But I think that's a marker.
We're co-workers.
I think that's a marker of.
And I'm sort of the Michael Jordan of the office, and he's the.
The Luke Longley.
No, the.
To Dick
the,
Suckley.
No, the Siegfried, I guess.
I don't think he was on the Bulls. Yeah.
The Dick Suckley.
Yeah. I'm sort of. And we're in an office scenario. To really walk this analogy out.
Let's hear it.
I'm sort of the Shaquille O'Neal of the office, and you're Luigi, but gay. But explicitly gay.
You're
rather
gay than, Luigi
rather than the implied. Yeah,
okay. I don't think it's implied. I think he gets pussy from there's a fake Princess Peach, right? What's her name?
A Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie are definitely
gay. That should be top of the list.
Yeah.
They should be number one.
Well, it's actually a list of the top.
Carl and Lenny.
How about that? Top
Carl
of the list.
Lenny.
List
or
of the
is
top.
It Lenny and Carl? Which order would you put them
Lenny
in?
Lenny and Carl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Homer.
We're trying to suck each other's cocks, Homer.
Back to this feather thing.
Yeah, let's get to it because we keep getting derailed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was as close to being a bit as this show's had in probably
four and a half months.
Years. Literally years.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Did we say Captain and Tennille?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I probably came up with that one.
I think I said it first, but
no.
No.
What about fucking?
You didn't come up with
no.
Yeah, what about Gilligan's in the island?
Yeah,
yeah. Gilligan
and he fucks
and
the island.
He fucks the island.
Yeah, the island was.
I used to watch.
How,
Gilligan's
you know
island.
Gilligan's Island? How about a show called Gilligan's Penis?
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
How about that?
Mm-hmm. How about that?
That's awesome. Oh, we all know Gilligan's Island.
Hold on, let me get to the premise here.
Yeah, what's the premise?
It's about a bunch of people that get lost on his penis.
Wow.
And the boat crashes and they have to live on his cock.
And he's a
nerd.
He's
got that big a dick?
Yeah.
Gilligan's not on the penis.
No, he's dead. He's drowning.
He's dead.
And his body's floating and he looks like a dead beaver, basically.
Oh, interesting.
And his cock's,
So has his cock swollen up due to magic or something?
Keep in mind, this is all the origin story of every Native American culture.
Again.
This is their origin myth, is that Gilligan crashed the boat because his dick got caught in the wheel, in the boat driving wheel. What the hell's going on with boats that they got?
Thank you for asking this.
Wheel thing?
Yeah, massive wheel.
Pretending like that's necessary.
Yeah.
Why don't you give it a Ferrari and or Ferrari fucking thing?
Wheel.
Yeah. The wheel. Doing a fucking Ferrari.
What are you doing? Get a fucking Ferrari.
Throwing the fucking wheel with a Ferrari over here.
That's so fucking true, man.
Yeah, what the fuck? What the fuck?
What the fuck is this?
The fucking, it's too big.
It's fucking big, the fucking wheel. Give it a fucking Ferrari wheel.
Would you give it the fucking wheel from a fucking Ferrari? Or a Lamborghini? Well, fucking something over there. You look like a fucking asshole.
Wow.
Honestly, though, I think maybe after watching Peter Pan, I really wanted to fucking steer one of those when I was a little kid.
Should I put one in the living room right here?
Yeah.
Like a big
boat wheel?
My grandpa had one on the wall.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. Nautical theme.
There was captain. We had a family friend, one of the fucking nicest dudes I knew, who had a big fucking
penis
nautical,
that he would put in his mouth.
Huge penis, big ass dick, and I would suck it.
That guy's cool. That guy's
cool. Yeah, no, we've all heard
this.
Yeah,
that guy's really cool.
He was a really cool guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to my boy, my guy Dimitri.
Orlando, that was his name.
He had a big nautical theme. His whole den, he had like a boy's den where the bitches weren't allowed.
Oh yeah,
because he was a
man cave.
He had a man cave because he had daughters. He didn't have any sons. He was the only man in the house.
Damn, I wonder if I could have sex with them.
His daughters?
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd they look like?
They're pretty ladies.
They're
grown
ladies.
Now. They have children of their own.
I fucked them.
We could.
The children?
No, the women. That's how they had the kids.
Whoa, those are your kids?
If I'm to understand correctly, is that my nut turned into people inside of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
incredible.
It would be, you know what would be cool if there was no egg?
It was all nut.
It was all nut.
The bitch was
just
a bitch.
You just a tube. The baby. the nut.
That
you
pussy ain't nothing but an easy bake oven, bitch.
I would love that, dude. If I had been a scientist back in the, when they were
when
discovering
God
all that,
women.
Just in the office, and then there's like a female scientist is looking through the microscope. They're like, hold on. There's like an egg thing in the pussy sample. And I'm like closing the door and like garroting her or whatever.
Yeah.
And then and like just deleting the files.
Yeah, no one must know. Yeah.
Yeah. And then at the big conference being like, despite the tragic loss of a colleague who killed herself because she found out that the bitch does nothing.
Yeah.
And
she was so sad.
I tried to say to her, at least the titties make milk. That's irrefutable, even though we are finding some research that is suggesting that that's just the cum that's been left in her body throughout her life.
Mm-hmm. But there are some exciting new studies
I tried
that
to
point to that direction.
I tried to console her and tell her that she had a lot to live for. She could suck my dick, for example. She said, no, I'm convinced I have to kill myself now let's move the slide here so that we can see. It's irrefutable now that the baby is entirely nut. And
it's
the
all nut. It's a little baby swimming
it's
in a man's
nut.
It's a microscopic
it's like
baby.
A tadpole.
And the bitch has to just keep it warm enough and is not even really necessary. And the way she keeps it warm is by sucking dick and drinking cum to warm the baby from the top.
To feed the baby.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I we want to thank you again for inviting me to the Worldwide Apple Developer Conference. I'll give the floor back to Mr. Steve Jobs.
Oh, so this is around like
1992. 1994.
The Macintosh era.
Yeah, probably. That was considered the keynote speech.
Yeah.
At that event.
Yeah. Well, it's just you kind of disrupting the way we look at childbirth,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and a woman's part in it.
I would love that. I've often said that it would be great if men had the tits.
Really?
Because imagine if like women had like nothing. If they were just like a 115-pound man with like
not even
with
tits.
Long hair, no tits.
Yeah.
They weak. Just look like fucking like DJ Qualls, basically. Uh-huh. No egg, no tits.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I kind of like when women have tits, personally.
Yeah, I'm a fan of it.
Okay.
Yeah, sure, but that's because you're inculcated to the...
Don't roll your eyes at me.
That's because you've been brainwashed into the system, or you think that that's something that shouldn't belong to you.
You're right, but it's too late to change my programming.
Nah, man, you just got to eat a lot of...
You
got to eat a bunch of mushrooms and drive around and think about, what if the guys had the tits?
But I want girls.
Because you're blowing through red light cameras.
Dude, I'm too set in my ways. I'll never change when it comes to
what the hell is red and green, anyways. If these were race, how come mm-hmm. when it comes to skin color, none of that stuff means anything.
Right,
but
right.
Fucking
red
the lights,
means
your
green
honor.
Means.
Throw this ticket out. You're fucking. You're what? You're Chinese or something? You're Japanese? We're on the same page here. They named one of the fucking light colors after you. And you're going to be on these cocksuckers' side?
I think they say...
Every dog gets his day in the sun.
Right.
Every dog gets his day in the sun.
Amen,
black guy did
and
invent...
If you, I'm requesting a jury trial. I want a jury trial now. I'm not leaving.
I'm on a roll. I'm feeling it.
I want a trial.
Let's
a
get
jury
a jury
trial
in here right
for
now.
For my red light ticket camera. I don't even want to say red light.
Right.
I'm going to call it the white man light.
Okay.
That's who's doing it.
Yeah.
I'm actually Jewish. So I don't care. In this instance, I'm not white. They're going after what my people respect the most, which is $50. Plus, and this is a real kicker, a credit card convenience fee.
Right.
That's bullshit.
There we go. See? He couldn't resist.
I hate it.
I'm
you're
with
paying
you,
the
it
ticket, and then they
you
want
know.
Another fucking $4.
It is bullshit.
Yeah. It's and it's fake too. What do you mean a convenient? Like
it's
I don't
fake.
Use a credit card in every other.
It's a scam. Yeah, I use a credit card all day long.
Mm-hmm.
My fucking convenience fee.
I got something very convenient for you, pal.
Yeah.
These balls, this fucking pair of nuts you can suck on Visa.
Let me ask you, fellas, a little bit of Thai food?
Thai food right now?
Yeah.
I ate before I came here, but I'd have like a snack. I'd have some summer rolls, maybe. Shrimp summer rolls, maybe a little bit of peanut dipping sauce.
Nah, you know I'm on my fucking...
He's on his diet.
I'm on my diet shit. I'm about to have a Greek yogurt to power me through. Since we're recording a little later, I had my salad before I came.
Yeah,
so
I ate
have
before
a little Greek
I came
yogurt.
Here. But I'd have a little
I was actually having a James Van Der Beek yogurt. And it's a little bucket of cum that he got from James Van Der Beek.
And it says Dawson's Creek.
First of all, if I had a little bucket of James Van Der Beek's cum, I would be studying. I would be breathing.
Stav's shaking up. He's like, it's time for my varsity blue cheese.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
So time for my Dawson's Greek yogurt.
Mm-hmm. I would be selling his cum.
Full circle.
I would be selling this cum.
In fact, I should have gone that
whores.
Way the first time.
Yeah, that would have
probably
that pretty
instead
good.
Of instead of Dawson's Creek. What if it's Dawson's Van Der Bleek?
It's a great
and
question.
It's a show about his cum.
That's a really interesting way to look at the whole situation.
We all know Dawson's Creek. We're all familiar.
What if it was? What if the character, if instead of his name being Percy, it was Pussy?
Pussy, I love that.
What if his name was Pussy, and he's like, I'm constantly on the verge of tears, and I'm the worst character on the show.
Hey, I haven't seen it. Hand up, I haven't seen it.
I had one about, it wasn't Mila Kunis, it was Alyssa Milano.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, I wish there was a fat woman that looked like her, so I could say, what do we got, Alyssa Milano cookies over here?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Dude, if you find a fat woman that looks like Alyssa Milano, send her my way, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very interested
in
that.
What if she's as annoying as Alyssa Milano?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, she has the same annoying opinion.
But if she's got that face and she's got a fucking some thick thighs and some big old titties. Mm-hmm.
She can
sign me up.
A lick of my cock.
That's exactly where I was going with it. Absolutely. And that's, we joke about a lot of stuff.
But rape is something we mean.
No, not rape.
Oh, okay.
She can a sucko my caco.
Yeah.
But it's consensual.
I'd like to solicit some nudes, though.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Is there?
You can see your titties a bunch.
Vampire's Kiss.
I'm still not. Very famous.
But my parents died before they gave me permission to watch R-rated movies.
So you're still not allowed.
Well, I'm kind of locked out.
So you're cursed.
I'm locked out.
Yeah, yeah, legally you're fucking stuck.
You can't break those rules.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go to jail if you do.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I'm getting horny thinking about a girl that looks like Alyssa Milano, but this fucking chubby.
Yeah.
a thicker Milano.
Mm-hmm. I'm really honestly... I could beat off to that.
Just grabbing the fat of her pussy area and using it like a handle to fuck her. You ever do that move?
Right above the pussy?
Right above, you fucking rip that shit.
I don't know that
just
I have.
Just rip it?
Yeah, I'm more of a thought. I'm more of a, you know,
you hold the love.
Slap them around, smash her head through the drywall.
I can't say that I've gone that far.
A Tennessee pile driver.
Yeah. Woo!
Classic.
Yeah.
Just slamming a bitch through a wall.
Yeah, can you smell what the rock is cooking,
mm-hmm.
and it's a baby without any of your help. You're just a pot.
All you are is a fucking...
I'm the fucking stove, mm-hmm. and the pasta. Is the guy doing, like, wrestling?
Yeah, yeah.
Just in the middle of the
cutting
ring.
Cutting a promo.
In the middle of the ring before having sex with a woman. When you come down here and I make a baby in your pussy, don't think for a second... Don't think for a second that your pussy is doing anything except acting like a Manhattan mini storage for the baby making goo, which I have brought to you.
That's good, man.
Thanks.
You should do that next time you get pussy.
That'll show her.
It will show her.
You should do the people's elbow into her pussy.
The people's penis. The people. What happened with Cuomo? It's just did nothing.
He
nothing
fucking skated, happened. Bro.
Yeah.
Nothing.
The Teflon Don.
Yeah.
He outlived everyone.
I'm going back to telling women that they're cute. And
I'm
suggesting
asking for hugs.
I'm saying, where's my hug?
It's very funny.
When's he up for re-election?
He's not going to run again. Instead, he's going to gracefully, magnanimously retire to an Auntie Anne's where they serve a little fat boy with a sailor pig outfit.
A sailor pig?
Yeah, that's you.
That's not an outfit. It's not a type of outfit.
Yeah, I was imagining you as that rich lady's pet pig with the sailor boy outfit.
I don't remember. Such ridiculous notions don't even stick in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't call back to them. Because they're in one ear or right out the other, pal.
Yeah, the pig ears.
No, regular ears.
No, you lift one ear up, you whisper into it, and the other one kind of flutters with the information.
No. Like, and I forgot what you said already.
I know you did.
No, I know that I did.
No, I know you did.
No.
I know you did.
I know.
No,
that
I knew
did.
It. I was the one
you
that knew
know,
first. Now
and
you're
you
copying
don't
me,
like
pretending
that it's coming
you know.
Out of my ears.
The only thing
you
coming
wish
out of your
stay.
Ears is fat. It's leaking. It's leaking. It's leaking out of your ears.
Dangerous.
And it's partial. It's both cum and the other thing I said.
I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't remember what you said, actually, now that I think about it.
I wasn't listening.
What were you doing, Adam?
I was just kind of sucking.
Were you thinking about rewatching Silence of the Lambs? Because I know that that's what popped into my head. Just
really?
Now. Yeah. I might do a double feature this afternoon of Silence of the Lambs followed by Bringing Out the Dead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's Bringing Out the Dead?
It's the Scorsese movie.
Take it away, Adam.
With who?
With Nick Cage.
And?
Really?
And Mark Anthony.
Awesome.
Mark Anthony plays a hobo.
Really?
Ving Rhames.
Ving Rhames.
Dude,
is in
this
it.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, he plays an ambulance driver in Hell's
it's
Kitchen.
It's weird. It's a very like it's very dated stylistically.
Yeah.
But
I haven't watched it in a while.
I loved it when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And then I watched it again when I was like maybe like 23, and I was like, this movie sucks.
Bring
and then I watched
it
again.
It might suck.
I watched it again like 3 or 4 years ago, and I'm like, okay, it's a little better than I remember the last time. But I'd have to watch it again because I really don't know how I feel about it.
I haven't seen it in years, but I think the last time I saw it, I didn't think it was one of Scorsese's best.
Mm.
Oh, Patricia Arquette, John Goodman, Ving Rhames, Tom Sizemore.
Oh, well, I won't be watching it because Patricia Arquette blocked me on Twitter.
What a bitch.
Wow. Yeah.
For being correct, by the way.
She's hot.
Yeah, her and John Cusack both blocked me.
They did?
Yeah.
Probably because they're hooking up with each other.
They are. They're having sex, and they're doing their little pillow talk thing where they gossip about comedians.
Yeah. Like, Nick, I don't care if Nick's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is weird because you like people are like, oh, I'm probably just on some block list. It's like, no, they're probably aware of who you are, and they hate you.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably both.
Maybe a little column A, a little column B.
Mm, maybe a little bit of...
Well, John Cusack is like, he was a big fan of Amber for a while.
Interesting.
So if he knows who Amber is...
a socialist.
Yeah, but he's probably not fucking immersed in this shit. He probably just saw some fucking gay-ass article she wrote or something.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? But he did block me. So, you're on notice, John Cusack.
Yep.
Shoot to kill.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, if
maybe
I see
I shouldn't
him,
say
do not shoot to kill. Do not shoot at all. In fact,
yeah, here's a top five list of me fucking. I'm gonna fuck John Cusack in the ass.
Okay,
for Nick's.
Is
for
he
Nick's
in a, is he in a movie called Top Five?
But did we ever do the
no,
say anything? And it's like anything. Because I'll say it. I know what I'm going to. You left it open, ain't
you? Yep. That was the prompt.
Just with the boombox blasting the N-word. And just
she falls back in love.
Family next door is like, what the fuck are you doing? And so he's like, she said, say anything.
I'm trying to get my girlfriend
back. It's me,
back.
Tom Hanks. Star of Say Anything. You've got penis.
Yes.
You've got penis.
You've got penis.
It's a great movie.
Meg Ryan. She sucked my cock.
She sucked my cock
on the set of the Terminal.
Oh, she was on. She was in that.
No,
no.
She just came by to suck his cock. That's awesome.
How you doing? It's me, Tom Cruise. How about that, folks?
That's really good.
Thanks.
You know the Terminal. I would like to live in a terminal for a sec.
In an airport terminal.
Like airports.
Mm-hmm.
LaGuardia. I think it would drive you nuts. Over 24 hours, you go insane.
You know, it'd be a beautiful airport to live in is the Orlando airport.
I've never been.
Denver's
there.
Not bad either. Nice, big.
Orlando's got
far from the city.
Orlando's got really nice trams.
Mm.
And then it's gorgeous at sunset.
Is
okay.
It?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And you're so stoked that you're going to Disney. You know.
Yeah. No, I had a 9-hour layover in Orlando one time.
Why? Because of a Spirit Airways.
Well,
$50.
It was
savings.
Right when I it was not. Yeah, it was right when I like started making money. That was the last time I did that. Because it used to be you have to fly somewhere and you just go cheapest flight, whatever it is.
Yeah.
This is when I need to be there, cheapest flight, and then you end up with like, you know, you're transferring 6 times and this massive layover.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the last time I did it because it was right when the show took off, and it was like, okay, well. I'm
I
like,
can
I can pay my
direct.
Rent. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I can pay $100 more
right.
to not wait literally 9 hours in the Orlando airport to go to fucking Los Angeles from New York.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that was way past when you should have been doing that, if I remember correctly.
No, not really. That was like early. It was February of 2017, and this show started.
I just think we have different thresholds for when that's acceptable. I like to travel in style. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you go to Comfort Plus.
And would you say in pig style?
Yeah.
Well, that's not a style. That's not a well-known phrase.
That's not
that
a travel
knows.
Style, yeah.
Well, pig style.
Okay, pig all right. Style. A bit of a stretch if I were okay. to say so.
I didn't get it.
But no, to answer your question, no, I wouldn't say that.
You know what else is a stretch?
My dick and your
Your
ass?
Clothes.
Your clothes.
Your clothes and your
My
asshole.
Dick and
your
skin. Don't try and steal me.
I'm not trying
ass
to steal the
thing.
Try to steal a cookie from the cookie jar.
You don't have any cookies here.
What did you
yeah,
think
not anymore.
The first time you heard that little song? Who what? Stole the cookie from the cookie
jar? You know
jar?
What? Honestly, as a fat kid, I heard that song and I'm like, what the fuck is a cookie jar?
Yeah.
I'm like, where are the cookie jars?
No, they're like,
why isn't there a jar of cookies?
Yeah.
That first of all, it's not stealing. That's the whole point of the cookie jar.
Yeah,
is you
yeah.
take
go take
out
one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I've never seen a cookie jar in my life.
No, I feel like nice moms have a cookie jar.
We were too poor for yeah. cookie jars.
No, like I've literally nice never. No, I'd say, I don't think they exist. It's
they
some
exist.
Shit from like the
they
1800s.
No, she,
no,
makes,
no,
a, she makes a fresh thing of cookies. She puts them all in the cookie jar. And her nice
After
family
cool.
comes down.
After
they cool. Her nice family comes down. They said, oh, that mom made cookies.
Yeah.
Everyone loves each other.
Mm-hmm. The way you love my dick.
I'm sure I've stated this on the show before, but the nicest type of family is
yeah.
upper middle class family, mom, dad, son, daughter, older son, Down syndrome.
They're very nice.
That's the
they're great people,
right? Because they learn their lesson early.
They
well,
love him so
the whole
much.
Family, the centerpiece of the family, sort of like the almost like the it's like a cornucopia with his brain spilling mm-hmm. out. Is
yes.
the older Down syndrome brother
right.
that they all love
they
and
adore
have to
him.
Learn patience for? But it's not hard for them to learn patience because they have a combined income. Of $650,000
yeah.
a year.
Right, yeah. right, right, right,
you know,
right.
The
so
dad, the dad gets to have
yeah,
a fun car.
It's like, oh, Brian needs another helmet or whatever. Yeah, and then the dad, yeah. yes, exactly. He still has a Porsche.
He gets
yeah.
to have a Porsche.
One day is entirely yeah. covered in feces, and then they laugh and have like a car. They wash their own car, but because they are like business-minded, they turn it into a neighborhood car wash. And uh-huh. the Down syndrome brother shitting all over the car actually turns into the family mm-hmm. making $1,000. In a weekend,
right. I had a blondie, like a blondie brownie thing.
Sure.
And the company is that the it's baked goods made by mentally handicapped people.
How
and
were
it
they?
Was fantastic. The so blondie awesome. Was fantastic. I had it yesterday.
Good for you, man.
Shout out to them. If I had the name, I would plug it on the show.
You should.
But they really they did a hell of a job.
That's
those
great.
Guys.
Find that name and then
they
the
did a hell of a
job.
Was it slightly larger, Debbie? Maybe. little too big for this class, Debbie.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
It's great.
We can do that. Hold on. There's plenty of meat on that bone to be picked.
Okay.
I want my Dawson's Creek yogurt, man.
And now he's just thinking about Dawson's Creek.
I'm thinking about Dawson's Creek. I'm thinking about slurping down that.
Sarah Ree.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh.
Yeah. Sarah Ree isn't Sarah Retarded. Sarah Leetarded.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Duncan Hines.
Already kind of sounds like a retarded
guy. Sounds like
name.
A retarded
Duncan
guy.
Hines.
Duncan Hines.
Yeah. Yeah, his family loves him so much.
Duncan is 100% a retarded yeah. guy's name.
Betty Rocker, like an autistic person, uh-huh. rocks back and forth.
Let's see here.
Nestle Drool House.
Okay.
Yep.
What are they, a hostess?
Oh God. Host extra chromosomes.
Okay.
Pepperidge Farm. Mm-hmm. Damn. Well, let's put the dog whistle back on.
Yeah, put that on
to help think about it
I'm
for
just
a second.
Thinking about, yeah, let's just think about that.
All right. Well, you guys do that. I think I'm gonna go to the bodega and get a yogurt and then.
Uh,
Let's just think. Let's think of one more.
Well, I got nothing.
Yep.
On that one. Just
thanks, folks.
This one, you know, it's an easy thing to write out. You just have to sit there and do it yourself. So maybe that's a little bit of Cumtown homework
for
fans.
You guys.
Sit down. We need a college ruled loose leaf sheet of paper.
Yeah.
Write 1 through 10, and then do a line down the middle. And then on the first side, you write down list of companies. Okay,
yeah.
So you put Duncan Hines, mm-hmm. Betty Crocker, Sarah Lee, Little Debbie, Hostess.
Pepperidge Farm,
yeah. Otis Spunkmeyer.
Oh. Otis Spunkmeyer is a good
another retarded guy's name. Yeah. Duncan Hines and Otis Spunkmeyer.
Yeah,
both retarded
best
guys.
Friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say you ate that shit from the company that has those guys working there, but that might just be all of them are.
It might, yeah. I think the Keebler elves are also retarded.
Mrs. Fields,
they have Marfan syndrome.
E.L.
Yeah.
Fudge,
yeah.
That's E.L.
No,
Fudge.
A Marfan is when you're big.
Marfan, you have big ears and you're big.
Mm-hmm.
My dick has Marfan syndrome.
No, it doesn't. It'd be sick if you had a pair of ears on your dick. You could listen to a mm-hmm. pussy.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
that would be really fucking cool.
And then
cool.
You'd have to become a doctor and do pap smears with your penis.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have to do anything. I'm my own man.
What do you mean? But medical science needs you. You're the only man with the ear penis.
That's true, but I don't care.
Well, LD fudge? Does that work? Like learning disabled fudge?
What is LD fudge?
Learning disabled. EL fudge.
EL fudge?
Yeah.
I don't know that company.
You don't know EL fudge?
No.
You're the one that said Keebler Elves.
Is that who makes
it? Yeah, it's EL fudge.
I thought that was that's a different company.
EL Fudge is a type of cookie, I think. It's like the El Camino version.
Uh-huh.
EL Fudge is Keebler Elves.
I thought, isn't the company Keebler?
No, I think it's EL Fudge.
Yeah, it's the magical world of Keebler.
Yeah, EL.
Come see what sweet treats
Fudge
and yummy recipes
look,
Ernie and the Keebler Elves have made for your family.
EL Fudge is the cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Interesting.
And Keebler is the company that makes the cookie. The Keebler Elves are the mascot.
Oh, yeah.
It's EL Fudge because it's elf.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting.
That's really smart.
Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this, guys.
Anyway, folks,
thanks for listening. This is a bonus. We don't know when it's going to come out, probably, right?
In 2 weeks.
Is this in the vault?
This is a, yeah. This
is a vacation vault?
No, I think this
no,
is
this
probably
is
next week.
This is just the regular.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
in 2 weeks time.
And then on the other side of the sheet, you put down things like Mongoloid or Waterhead. Or
yeah. And then you kind of try.
Oh, right. Finish the assignment before
you
go.
Draw lines.
Helmet.
Basically. Yeah.
Or fucking. What else do they call them? What are some other names?
Did you already say Waterhead?
I said Waterhead.
Mm-hmm.
Pinhead. A dummy. And then, especially if you know an upper middle class family that's got son, daughter, older son, Down syndrome, please ask them for help.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're
for sure.
They probably won't be offended.
Yeah.
Not at all.
They're very patient people. And I feel like in those situations, the dad's always got a pretty big dick.
I agree with you, actually. It's part of God making it all balanced.
He's like, what can I say? I mean, I knew I was destroying my wife's pussy.
Mm-hmm.
It's that probably
and
had something
daughter,
to do with it.
And the daughter is a fucking 10.
No, honestly.
I think the daughter's a
no,
10.
She's
and she's really mature.
Wrong. The
you
daughter
so.
Is chill, but cankles.
Think,
kind of fucking.
No.
Yeah.
So
no,
she's got a little piece of whatever the older son.
No, but the daughter learned how to be responsible.
First of all, this is not your scenario. You didn't describe any of it. You didn't name any of it. No. Yeah, but you're wrong.
Okay,
I'm telling you.
I could see what Adam's talking about.
He wants that to be true. She's got like maybe a very slight girl next door thing because you see the humanity in her for having put up with the downs.
She's a good person.
But she is absolutely not a fucking dime.
Sometimes, though, retards have hot sisters.
Sometimes, but this is not. This is not. This is not the situation we're talking about.
Thanks for granting him that, and by virtue granting me that.
No, I'm just trying. We're trying to get to the bottom of this. All right. Anyway, folks.
Thanks a lot.
I have to go get some.
The dad has a big dick. That's the dad.